الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد حياكم الله إخوة في الله إن شاء الله our thoughts just for a few minutes after the salah even though it's not a scheduled program that we're supposed to be doing, but I come across one or two benefits regarding the importance of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many proofs and lessons and kalam of the mashayikh regarding this, but I wanted to share something that our Shaykh, Shaykh Abdullah Bukhari hafidhullah ta'ala, he mentioned in a muqaddimah of his book regarding Haqq al-Nabi, regarding the rights of the Messenger. He started off by merely explaining the sending of our Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what that actually implemented and meant. He said, Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arsalallahu rahmatan lil alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger as a mercy to mankind. Bashirin wa nadhira, a bringer of glad tidings and a warner. So Shaykh Abdullah Bukhari, he says, Bashiran, who is he bringing glad tidings to? Which sets of people in the dunya is he a Bashir for? And who is he a Nadir? Who is he a warner for? And who is the one that is bringing glad tidings? As for the Bashir giving them good glad tidings, Man amana bihi wa saddaqa, whoever believes in him and believes in his call, وَعَمَلَ بِسُنَّتِي وَعَطَى عَمَرُ, whoever carries out his sunnah and at the same time follows his commands, is obedient to his command. وَالنَّذِيرًا, and he is a warner, لِمَنْ كَفَرَ بَهِ وَصَدَّ وَرَدَّ سُنَّتُ, the one who disbelieves in him and the one that rejects his sunnah. وَهَذَا عَلَىٰ طَرِيقَتِهِ, and the one that has deviated away from his path. He is the one that the Messenger came as a warner. And alhamdulillah, these are things that you've perhaps heard, but we need to really reflect, because each day that goes, we're getting older and a part of us is going. And we need to see which category we are falling in. As a Messenger, as Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari, he says, that he was sent لِيُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that he was sent to take the people out of darkness and bring them into this nur, into the light. And the ulama, they have explained that the ظُلُمَات is not just mere darkness literally, but it means people that are misguided, people that have abandoned his sunnah and not clinging to his sunnah, people that was not aware of this. So by his sunnah, then alhamdulillah, you are brought into nur. And Shaykh, he mentions, وَكُنَّ عَلَى شَفَاء حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ وَكِدْنَا أَن نَقَعَ فِيهَا, that we were on the brink of the pit of the hellfire, all of us, out of our absence of knowledge and absence of following the sunnah. And then we were on the brink of being destroyed. Then the sunnah reached us. The sunnah of the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached us, and alhamdulillah, we were saved from a pit of fire that we nearly fell into. So this is something that we should reflect. And not only did the Messenger come with the haqq, what he came with would distinguish what is right and what is wrong, which path is correct, which path is wrong. Shaykh al-Bukhari hafidhullah ta'ala, he says, رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ نُورًا وَفَرَقَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ, that he is somebody that is nur, came with light, and that light distinguishes between truth and falsehood. So that's another thing of clinging onto the sunnah, adhering to it and being firm upon it. It will make you see clear what the batil is. So when the batil reaches, then you're clear sighted. You're not the ones that always constantly fall into the shubahat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, يا أيها الأهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله النور تست الشاهد قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. After mentioning regarding أهل الكتاب that they came to him, a messenger, at the end it mentions, indeed, they came to you, نور وكتاب مبين. That they came to you light and a clear book. Al-Imam Tabari, رحم الله تعالى, Imam al-Mufassirin, he said regarding this verse, يعني النور, that what does نور mean? Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم. He has been described as نور. الذي أنار الله به الحق, that through him Allah has illuminated the truth, وأظهر به الإسلام, and made manifest Islam, ومحق به الشرك, and he wiped out shirk. So alhamdulillah, and it is something يبين به الحق, by his sunnah becomes clarity of the truth. And this is why I say to my brothers and my sisters that are will listen to this online, that the more you learn about what is the truth, which is the sunnah of the messenger, the better for you, better for your life, better for every single time and fitna. Because every single fitna that has reached us of old and of new and of present, it was clarified through the principles that was derived from the sunnah of our messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll round up on this athar, Jameel athar, regarding the descriptions of the Messenger of Allah that was mentioned in the Torah. A narration which is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Ata ibn Sa'ib qal, Laqaytu Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As. The Ata ibn Sa'ib, he says, I met Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So I said to him, inform me of the sifa, meaning the characteristics of our messenger that is mentioned in the Torah. Because Abdullah ibn Amr was an alim regarding what was in these books, in the scriptures. So he said, Ajal, indeed he has been described in the Torah with the things that are similar that are mentioned in the Quran. And we'll mention the descriptions and listen to each description, and how vital it is that if we only implement those descriptions, how our life would be different. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned regarding him, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan mubashiran wa nadhira wa hirza. Very similar to the Quran, that he mentions, O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings and a warner and a protector. Meaning his sunnah is a protection against misguidance. Lil ummiyin, to the ummiyin, illiterate people here, meaning the Arab. So then Allah, he mentions, Anta abdi wa rasuli, you are my slave and my messenger. Sammaytuka muwakkil, mutawakkil, and you were called mutawakkil. And listen to the descriptions. Laysa bifadhin wala ghalif, that neither is he harsh or neither is he severe. وَلَا سَخَابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ, and he is not an individual who raises his voice in argumentation in the marketplaces. وَلَا يَدْفَعُ بِسَيِّئَةَ السَّيِّئَةَ, and he does not repel an evil with an evil. That when wrong was done to him, he did not repel evil with an evil. Which goes in line of the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that Allah mentions in the Quran, repel evil with that which is better. And listen to what he mentioned, وَيَعْفُ وَيَغْفِرْ, that he was a person described as he would pardon and he would forgive. وَلَنْ يَقْبِضَ اللَّهُ حَتَّى يُقِيمُ بِهِ مِلَّةِ الْأَوْجَاءِ بِأَنْ يَقُولَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and Allah will not take him up until he has made the religion of disbelief, meaning the mushrikeen, bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah alone. And then listen to what he says, فَيَفْتَحْ بِهَا أَعْيَانٌ أُمْيَا, and with this testimony, he will make the blind see, and he will make the deaf hear, and those and unwrap those whose hearts are covered. So this is what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described with, that he is a person that forgave. He did not meet an evil with an evil, oft forgiven. And through his sunnah, he made the blind see. Those who are blinded, meaning not literally blinded with their eyes, but blinded to the truth. But with this sunnah, look how the description that it's been given, that it makes someone who is blind see, someone that is deaf hear. And alhamdulillah, and those hearts that are wrapped and engulfed with ma'asi and sin, and who have been blocked from accepting the truth, this sunnah is something which unwraps those hearts. Just if we followed these few descriptions, alhamdulillah, how our life would be different. And this is why I always analyze. Not let any reminder just be a reminder. Don't let any speech just let one ear out the other ear. But rather, it should be something that we reflect. And as we mentioned, that we are from those that hear and then follow to the best of our ability and make it implement in our life, that whatever we hear, whatever we gain, and even if it's only a 10-minute faida that we got, how can we implement these 10 minutes, what we heard, from that which gives us life, that which makes us see, that which makes us hear, implement this in our life up until we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was just a little fawaid that I've come across that I thought I'd share, inshallah, with our brothers. Barakallahu feekum, jazakum allahu khairan. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.